first of all, before we get to the infestation, you might want to describe the stink bug so people know what we're talking about.
Sure. This is an invasive species. It is a pentatomid, which is a family that includes stink bugs. And stink bugs, they have piercing, sucking mouth parts. It's sort of like a straw that they insert to suck up the fluids that they feed on. They have a marbled appearance on the sides of their abdomen. That's one of the really good characters that you can use to identify a brown marmorated stink bug, as well as white stripes on their antennae that are very distinctive.
Yeah, and they're little flat things, sort of a shape of a shield.
They are. They sometimes are called shield bugs.
Okay, so now they're in Maryland and Virginia and the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. Tell us where this is all spreading.
Okay, currently they have been detected officially in 33 states and the district. And the original detection came from Allentown, Pennsylvania, back in the late 90s, with the original specimens officially identified back in 2000-2001. Since that time, we've seen them really become well-established throughout the Mid-Atlantic, particularly Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland. And so these are the areas where we've had incredible problems in terms of just the nuisance aspects for homeowners and businesses, as well as agricultural issues.
And give us an idea of the process that USDA uses to track all of this information. And you might want to also tell us why it devolves to the Appalachian Fruit Research Station of all the places in agriculture it could be.
Okay. Well, first of all, the USDA has one of its sort of sub-agencies, APHIS, is charged with they are tracking the infestation, the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. I am with the Agricultural Research Service at the Appalachian Fruit Research Station, and so we are sort of in the middle of the infestation. We work on tree fruit, and tree fruit is certainly one of the crops that has been heavily impacted by this pest.
So this could, in other words, affect apples and some of the great crops we like that are going to be available this summer and fall.
Certainly. This is where apples, peaches, nectarines, as well as Asian pears were attacked by this insect. It seems to like tree fruit very much.
Yeah, well, don't we all?
Don't we all?
And so now that you're also tracking where they're going and where they're headed, mm-hmm. What other type of research are you doing to maybe help mitigate the problem?
Sure. There are we have developed a working group that is comprised of federal researchers through ARS and other agencies, as well as many land-grant universities nationally. And this group has come together, and we have developed priorities for research. And so we have developed these large collaborative projects that we hope can help mitigate the problem. For example, my laboratory, we study behavior, ecology, and sort of what we describe as chemical ecology of insects. And so we are developing a trap that growers can use to sort of detect the presence, abundance, and seasonal activity in their orchards. And so this provides growers with information as to the presence of this insect and the threat in terms of the size of the population that it may pose.
And we're speaking with Dr. Tracy Leske. She's a research entomologist at the Department of Agriculture's Appalachian Fruit Research Station. Now, do you envision a possibility of some other predator that likes the stink bugs maybe being released that could eat them? Or is there something we can fly an airplane and spray? I mean, how can this be attacked, do you think?
Well, certainly one of the long-term solutions is exactly what you're describing, which is classical biological control, where foreign exploration takes place. In this case, my colleague, Dr. Kim Holmer, who is also with ARS at the laboratory in Newark, Delaware, has gone to Asia and done a lot of foreign exploration and brought back candidate species for release. These are particularly parasitic wasps. These are non-stinging wasps, and what they do is they insert their eggs into the eggs of the brown marmorated stink bug, and the larvae of this wasp then devour the brown marmorated stink bug eggs. But before they can be released, they must go through a rigorous series of tests evaluating their specificity. And so that is what's going on right now and will continue to go on until all of the information is gathered to petition for release.
Sounds like the cat in the hat. You know, the spot goes from spot to spot here. And just, if you don't mind, how does one get to be a research entomologist for the USDA? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have been working in the field of entomology for, let's see now, since I guess I began in 1992 as a graduate student at Penn State working with a species called pear thrips, which attacked sugar maple, did a PhD in entomology at the University of Massachusetts working with tree fruit insects and training to become an entomologist, learning sort of all of the subdisciplines within the field of entomology, like physiology and taxonomy and ecology and all of those things. And so it's a really research-based position. I love my position. I get to work with growers. I do a lot of field ecology. We study, you know, the fine-scale behaviors of insects, trying to develop strategies for their management based on sort of visual cues and olfactory cues that they're attracted to. And so this is how we develop, for example, this monitoring trap that we are working with right now.
And I guess something olfactory is really good for the stink bug, huh?
So right now, my colleague Dr. Aijin Zhang, who is in Beltsville, Maryland, he is working to identify the true pheromone of this bug, and this could provide us with an excellent lure to use in these traps to really attract the bug, and you know, first for monitoring, then potentially for things like attract and kill, where we can sort of aggregate them within a particular area and control them in a precise location. So you know, there's a lot of research. It's still unfolding the types of strategies we'll use against brown marmorated stink bug, but typically it's a lot of different approaches that come together to create what we describe as an integrated pest management system.
Dr. Tracy Leske is research entomologist at USDA's Appalachian Fruit Research Station. Thanks so much for that update, and we wish you luck in the research.
Oh, thanks so much. Have a great day.